There are growing demands that the federal government make their Health Star rating on processed foods compulsory. This escalated last week after a report revealed that nearly half of all processed food on supermarket shelves is junk. The Health Stars, which aim to help consumers make smarter food choices, are currently voluntary on the part of the manufacturers and only appear on about a third of products, much of which are, by sheer coincidence, already healthy. Obesity experts say that without forcing food manufacturers to slap a rating on their products, the system isn't actually doing its job, including pushing the market to higher nutritional standards. Olivia Willis, the ABC Science Unit's health reporter, has been investigating. Welcome back to the Health Report, Liv.
Hi, Norman.
So this was a report from the George Institute, wasn't
it? It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did they do and find?
So basically they analysed 32,000 products on supermarket shelves, so from all the kind of major food and beverage brands. And they were essentially looking at the overall nutritional value or quality of the product. So for products that had a Health Star rating, they used that. They also kind of looked at the level of processing, the nutrient composition, etc., and whether the food was considered a core food or discretionary. And they kind of compared this over the course of a year, so from 2017 to 2018, and they essentially found that there'd been really no improvement in the nutritional quality of processed foods in that time. And more than that, they found that about 50% of products on supermarket shelves is what they call discretionary or junk.
Right. Not a big surprise.
Not a big surprise, no. And they weren't surprised, but there's a reason for that. So the government has kind of two key initiatives that they use to encourage manufacturers to reformulate processed foods and, as you say, kind of improve that nutritional standard across the supermarket. So that's doing things like cutting fat and sugar from the products. One is the Healthy Food Partnership. So that's basically something that they use to encourage manufacturers to voluntarily reformulate their products. And the other is the Health Star rating system, which you mentioned in the introduction.
And the hope there is that people will drift towards the Health Star rating, mm-hmm. and manufacturers would then go to healthier products because the market's going that way.
That's right. So it kind of gives them an incentive to improve the value, the nutritional value of their food, because they'll get a better rating, essentially. And so the kind of the problem is here is that they're voluntary systems.
But is there any evidence that the Health Star rating actually works when it's on the packet? Do people are able to use it? I mean, there are big loopholes because it might have a Health Star rating on it, but it's as you prepare it rather than the food, which makes something like Milo quite healthy.
That's true. So there's definitely been some problems with the Health Star rating system in the past. The one that you point to is what is known as the as prepared rule. So that basically allows companies to rate products based on the suggested recipe for preparation rather than the standalone nutritional value. That's why Milo used to clinch a kind of 4.5 out of 5 stars, which is ludicrous, and has since changed. But experts still say that they think, by and large, this system is working well and certainly will work much better if it is mandated.
And some manufacturers are quite happy for it to be mandated because it creates a level playing field.
That's true. Yes, I think that is the case. Although I spoke to the Australian Food and Grocery Council and from a industry level, they're saying that they think the voluntary system is working well as is.
This is the same group that rejected the British traffic light system.
Obesity experts would say it's not working.
So what are either party commenting on this, given it's an election time?
Yeah, so interestingly, this report came out last week, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday, and then on Thursday at the National Press Club, Catherine King and Greg Hunt went head-to-head with the health policy debate with election promises. And Labor has kind of pledged to consider, well, broadly, steps to improve Australian diet. So they've announced a $150 million plan to address preventable illness. Part of that is $40 million for a national anti-obesity strategy. And that includes, Catherine King said, they'll certainly consider mandating the Health Star rating system.
But they're not saying they will.
There's no absolute commitment. There's a consideration, and there's also a consideration of setting mandatory targets for reformulation. At the moment, those are also voluntary. And the key thing is there's not a lot of incentive.
It's just eating food, eating fresh food and unprocessed food keeps you safe.
Well, it's interesting because obviously that there's, you know, we really need to be eating more fresh food, but processed food is a big part of where people get their energy from. So it's key that we're improving the nutritional standards of packaged food.
Liv, thank you. Olivia Willis is a health reporter with ABC Science Unit, and you're listening to the Health Report.